This is EV Quest's new shorts highlighting recent EV news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the rest of the world. In this episode, EV sales for April, Tesla, and charging speeds. G'day, I'm Adrian Maidment, and joining me as always in the weekend is Riz Actor from Carloop, based in Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian, good to be on. We've got lots to talk about from a sales point of view. Things have slowed down a bit here in Australia in April. And how's it been over in New Zealand?
A continuation of slow.
Oh.
Basically another bad month for EV sales in New Zealand. Pretty much that's the fourth month in a row the sales have been pretty much, dire. Number one sales was Tesla Model Y, but that's only 48 units registered. Tesla Model 3 is at 22, BYD Seal 16, and then Volkswagen ID.4 15, EX30, which I recently reviewed, is at 15, Ford Mustang Mach-E 12, which I've reviewed, which is good, which I liked. MG4, which has won a lot of awards and, won a lot of Car of the Year awards, has only sold 11. Polestar 2, 11. Then a Moda E5, which I had a look at last weekend, is 10, but that's probably just the models going into the dealerships. And then rounding out the top 10, which is using the word top pretty loosely, is BYD Atto 3 at 10.
Ooh.
That's pretty low. And, as a percentage of actual car sales, it's very low percentage as well. I think that's actually fallen slightly. So basically, get yourself a petrol car is basically what the New Zealand vibe has been. And then I thought, cheer myself up with the Australian stats. However, not so good either.
Yeah, look at... I don't think it's as bad as that.
It's bad.
I mean, like, just thinking about it, I think you mentioned MG4 sold around 10 cars.
Yeah.
For the month. And I think in Australia, there was around 540 or something. I know, much bigger market and all of those things as well. Still a bit of a drop. Like, I think we were nearly at 10% in February and March, and we're down to about 6.4%. Still selling over 6,000 electric vehicles in the month of April. And the top two, obviously, Tesla Model Y. Model 3 had about 911 sales, I think. And then the BYD Seal was a surprising one.
Yeah.
Number 3, 811 sales, not far behind the Model 3. That could change in the coming months. The new Model 3 performance is already in the showrooms in Australia now, or some of them, just 10 days after being announced to the world. So at least it's out there to be showcased. But long and the short of it is the electric vehicle sales are down here in Australia as well. But BYD, Seal's doing well. The Atto 3 has plummeted. Like, it's 400-something sales in the month of April, the average has been around 800, 900 over the last 12 months or so for the Atto 3. So then they've cut their prices again rapidly partway through April. So now you can buy extended range BYD Atto 3 for $46,000 drive away.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess more price cuts to come in both countries, Adrian.
I'd say so, especially when you've got other models like that Moda came in, which I saw last, just to have a look, and that's priced very competitively as well. So I guess you might say sales are very much down, but I guess if you're looking at it as a consumer, prices are falling, so that's better for the consumer.
Good thing for everybody, all the drivers looking at making the switch.
Yeah, like I looked at the Irish stats just went through my scroll, and they had a big drop as well. I think they were down 40%. So it's not just in this part of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think it's broadly, Adrian, like in the US as well, they're having the same challenges. UK is down this year as well. I was actually having a look at their sales. Last year, I think they got up to nearly 18% of all registrations were electric, and they're sort of down to about 14-15% now this year. So holistically, things are coming down. And obviously, in some countries, there's been more drastic changes to policies and road user charges, like in New Zealand. So hence, the market is adjusting. But I think by the time we get to the other side of this, there will be a lot of more affordable electric vehicles than there were, let's say, last year.
So we'll leave that as a positive. And just on BYD, I read the CLU has just changed its name to the, this is a bit of a, just a side point. The
Sea Lion.
Or as I read it when it said change its name, Cillian.
Cillian, hey.
Because I thought that's a funny name, and then I realized it was Sea Lion, but that they've taken the gap out. So it's not Sea, it's not Sea Space Lion, it's Sea Lion. Cillian as in one word, but that's actually still a Sea Lion. Let's just maybe get your perspective on the new Tesla story. One of the new Tesla stories of the week. This was their shutting down their, or firing, getting rid of all their charger network staff.
That is a very unique sort of story that's still developing, because I saw it today. It's one of the original Tesla supercharger guys in Australia put a post up on LinkedIn talking about how his career sort of ended pretty sharply, very quickly after that news as well. Very, very hard to predict what's going on or even understand what's going on at this stage. The only thing is the supreme Elon Musk had said that they're going to make their superchargers more efficient and increase sort of reliability to 100% from 99 point something. So it doesn't sound like they're shutting down the network, which they can't possibly, given they've done all these big deals in the US. And here in Australia, I was up for a conference up in Queensland, and I used one of their superchargers to charge a Tesla that I was a Polestar that I was renting. And yeah, non-charging a non-Tesla is seamless, very reliable. 6 stalls at this particular charger on the Gold Coast. And you know, the chargers work, the system's great, it's very reliable, it works, it's pretty affordable compared to everything else. So let's watch this space. Let's watch this space. Maybe they just want to shake everything up and say, no one's job is safe, so don't be complacent at Tesla. But I think they will continue to run the supercharger network. There's no way they can shut that. That's generally one of the big things that when people talk about, hey, what car should I get? What electric car? My general thing is, hey, are you going to be doing road trips or traveling and charging is important to you on the road? Then it's basically a Tesla as a, you know, because their network is just so reliable in both Australia and New Zealand. What do you think, Adrian?
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's one of those comments you hear from a lot of people. They go, well, I didn't love the Tesla, but however, based on their charging reliability, I went with the Tesla. And I'm very happy with that because I see these other people queuing or their charger isn't working as I drive past or I charge quickly, isn't it? So, yeah, I thought that was really weird kind of a... I could have just emailed everyone and said, these are difficult times, but no, they just fired everyone, so... I've got no idea on that one. That's kind of a hard story to see where it's going.
Well, you know, Tesla started to sell their hardware to non-Tesla companies. So they did a big deal. The lady that was fired, I guess, Rebecca in the US, the head of charging, she famously announced the big deal with BP where they were going to sell $100 million worth of Tesla supercharging equipment to BP. And then to another fuel group called EG Group in the UK and Europe, who also happen to have petrol stations here in Australia. I guess. And EG Group has started to roll out those Tesla V4 superchargers. Just doesn't say Tesla on them. It says EG Group. So, yeah, who knows what happens to all of those deals, those long-term contracts, the existing charging infrastructure, who's going to maintain it, what the upkeep would be. Maybe there's something revolutionary that they're working on that we don't know about. So, well, let's watch this space.
It could be a Tesla charger, Tesla killer. We'll see what happens. Just on charging, though, the Polestar 5, there's an article on that about rapid charging from 10 to 80%, I think, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, StoreDot, I think, is the company, an Israeli startup that have been working on some really fast charging batteries and stuff. So that was interesting to see. Let's hope whether, you know, that technology eventually makes it to actual cars. There's still a bit of uncertainty whether Polestar will be around in a couple of years' time. So hopefully the battery technology continues to improve, and this is a good showcase of it.
I might be going into the new Volvo, perhaps, which has just, the new Volvo EX30 has just been released in Australia, hasn't it? So that's had a lot of interest in it.
Yes, unlike yourself, Adrian, you've driven it and you've seen it. You've done a video on it. It's Australia's lagging a bit behind.
Check out my review on YouTube or my review on the podcast channel you are currently listening to. And while you're there, like, subscribe and follow would be awesome. But yes, I have driven the Volvo EX30. Anything else happening in Australia, Riz? Any interesting stories? Or
Look, there's quite a lot of talk around. I just saw something today. We were talking earlier about price cuts of EVs. Get this. Peugeot has their E2008, the electric small SUV. It was priced from about 65,000 drive away. And there's an Australian bargain website called Aussie Bargain, so you can see discounts and stuff. And I spotted this morning someone had posted that the Peugeot E2008 is being sold at a special of $39,990, down from $65,000.
Wow.
So that's signs of the times, Adrian. It's bargains for anyone looking at getting an EV. And yeah, who knows? This is getting quite interesting.
I reckon another way, that's another reason to put people off as well at the moment, isn't it? Because the prices are coming down. So then you just wait a bit longer, isn't it? So it's a bit of a cycle. Thank you, Riz.
Thanks, Adrian. Good to be on. See you next time.